It's been said before, but the tensions between Moscow and the West do have a certain Cold War feel to them. And when you look back, most people would say the biggest Cold War scare was the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962. And there is a newly declassified document that reveals just how close we came to nuclear Armageddon on a much more recent occasion in the 1980s under President Ronald Reagan. The document is a top secret report by the president's Foreign Intelligence Advisory Board, and it was obtained last month by the National Security Archive at George Washington University after a 12-year fight. The World's One-Man History Desk Chris Wolfe has been looking into this. What did you find, Chris?
Well, Marco, there was a well-documented war scare in the Soviet Union in late 1983 into 1984. And at the time, U.S. intelligence assumed it was all bluster and propaganda. But this document indicates that the Kremlin really thought the U.S. was planning a first strike on the Soviet Union and would, in fact, do so as soon as the U.S. reached a certain level of strategic military superiority.
So what triggered that fear? What was the evidence that this might happen?
Well, you've got to remember the context of the time. Ronald Reagan had made the Evil Empire speech. He had just announced that spring of 83, the Strategic Defense Initiative, the Star Wars program. You had this massive military expansion going on with the U.S. greatly increasing the size of its forces.
And there was a massive pushback against the nuclear buildup.
Obviously, yeah. And the military mobilization included NATO allies, and yours truly as a young infantry soldier was part of that a long time ago in the British Army. Then you had the downing of the Korean airliner when it strayed into Soviet airspace and the deployment of nuclear missiles to Europe. And the clincher was this military exercise called Able Archer. And the report concluded that in 1983, we may have inadvertently placed our relations with the Soviet Union on a hair trigger.
So Able Archer, this was a U.S. military program?
It's a NATO military exercise testing readiness for a nuclear war. And the things that were different about it in 1983 was that it included originally a plan for very high-level officials to get involved, right up to the level of the president. And it also involved the use of dummy weapons that fooled Soviet spies that really thought that real nuclear weapons were being wheeled out.
But the U.S. would never have started World War III, not even under Ronald Reagan.
No, but it appears that the Soviet leadership thought otherwise. There's a quote in the report that says, "It's an especially grave error to assume that since we know the U.S. is not going to start World War III, the next leaders of the Kremlin will also believe that and act on that belief." And you have to remember, this was something I saw in a different paper by the CIA about the same period, that generation of Soviet leaders were all traumatized by Operation Barbarossa, which was the secret surprise German invasion of the Soviet Union in World War II. But what's really scary, Marco, was the Soviets' plan of response to this threat, which would have been to launch their own preemptive strike, you know, a full-on initialization of nuclear war. And now, they would have done that if they saw what they considered these indicators of NATO military preparations happening. And they set up this computerized automated mechanism to make that determination for them. So it was something that could have been tripped accidentally.
Yeah, they kind of became numbers junkies as to how close we were to Armageddon.
Exactly.
The fog of war, the fog of Cold War, where could these assumptions have taken the world in the 1980s?
It's kind of lucky that nothing ever happened. In Exercise Able Archer itself in 83, the report concludes that as it happened, the military officers in charge of the exercise minimized the risk of an actual escalation by doing nothing in the face of evidence of Soviet counter-preparations. But they commented, these officers acted out of instinct, not informed guidance. So we were just really quite lucky about that. In due course, in his memoir, Ronald Reagan says how he eventually came to the conclusion that the Soviets really did have this very real worry. And that was when he started to ratchet back some of the aggressive preparations that NATO was making at about the same time that Gorbachev was coming in on the other side. So we never did get much further beyond like 86. Things started to calm down.
So do you see any lessons for today and some of the news we're hearing?
Well, I think, Marco, the obvious lesson that we should all draw is that you never make an assumption about what is happening on the other side of the hill. What is your enemy thinking or potential enemy? You really don't know.
The World's History Guy, Chris Wolfe, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Marco.